All right, welcome to the Michael Garza Show, everybody. Oh, Daddy's back. Daddy is whack. And guess who just got pre-approved and approved? Pre-qualified, I should say, but then qualified for a Capital One Walmart card. Ooh! Daddy is back. All right, so I'll give you guys a little bit of a rundown here. So it's a Capital One Walmart card. Now, it can be used anywhere. It doesn't have to be used at Walmart, but it definitely has its advantages when you use it at Walmart. So you get 5% cash back anytime at Walmart.com, including pickup and delivery. How sexy is that? There's also 2% cash back, which is pretty tight. Let's look at this real quick. So 2% cash back at Walmart stores on restaurants and travel, and at Walmart in Murphy, USA fuel stations. Nice, winning. And then you get 1% cash back on purchases everywhere else MasterCard is accepted. Now, this really has, truth be told, I'm going to be using this at Walmart primarily for the first year, which is really cool. I think it's listed on here. There's some sort of, looking at the paper real quick. For the first year, they give you like some sort of it's a $0 annual fee. By the way, that's really sick. Let's see. Oh yes. So you also earn 5% cash back on in-store Walmart purchases using the Walmart Pay for the first 12 months after approval. And you can learn more about Walmart Pay at walmartpay.com or walmart.com, blah, 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 Walmart Pay. Anyway, so pretty neat. I think it's pretty darn sexy, if you ask me. So you're probably wondering, why did I sign up for another credit card? Well, first off, I think that makes it to where I have 11, but I only use like 3 of them. Actually, this might end up being a card that I primarily use just because I do like to go into Walmart, and I don't do all my grocery shopping at Walmart. I only do like, I pretty much do it all at Grocery Outlet for the most part, but there are supplies that I have to get from Walmart. So using the app to do like some sort of pickup at the store, honestly, could have some really big advantages. So I might just end up using the pickup feature, getting some shopping done ahead of time, getting, you know, like I said, I do get certain things from Walmart, cleaning supplies. Their dish soap is pretty cheap too. Food, I do like to, their food's not that expensive. So sometimes you get a lot of high quality food over at Walmart. So it's like, pretty much I shop at Walmart and Grocery Outlet. That's one of the reasons why I usually have a lot of money left over, because I don't go crazy with my money. I'm not much of a consumer. I don't think I ever want to be, just because I see how consumerism is ruined, and I love my brother, but it's ruined his life. It's ruined my dad's life, in my opinion. They just don't realize it. They're just in constant denial about everything, and I don't want to stop them. I mean, part of me wants to give them some sort of intervention, but, you know. But yeah, so the cool thing is, I mean, the beauty is I'm going to retire very early. That'll be nice, but yeah, by the end of this, though, it's like, you know, what else is a boy to do? So what do you guys think? Now, I don't know if there is a referral link. I got referral links to other cool cards, but feel free to check out the Discover one if you guys want like a $100 statement credit. Let's see, so that's 5% cash back, 5%. Yeah, so that was the coolest part about it, was the, you know, using the Walmart.com app. You can either just go to Walmart.com or to use the app. Yeah, I like the fact that you get at least a bare minimum of 2% cash back whenever you go to the Walmart store. I get 2% cash back on my Citi card, but recently the card has kind of started sucking, like the chip reader's been kind of stupid. So that's been a little frustrating. The exciting part is that for the first year, which I might actually just do nothing but Walmart shopping for the first year since I'm going to get 5% cash back. Walmart has fairly inexpensive food. But the best cash back is really cash that you don't have to spend. That's the goal. So if I could spend less, that's always the goal. But Walmart's got great prices, so I'm not going to really complain about that too much. The goal here is going to be, the goal at this point is just going to be I'm going to shop over at Grocery Outlet primarily, and then kind of go from there. I feel like my camera might be wigging out a little bit. My camera's been a little bit on the fritz. It may be time, and I hate to say it, to think about purchasing a new camera. I never thought I'd see the day. I think the wind is just really picking up at the moment, but... I'm really excited. I like Capital One. I really don't use the Capital One card that I have very much. It only has like 1.5% cash back. Kind of doesn't really give you a lot of options. It's the Quicksilver one. I use it to pay bills. That's pretty much about it. And just I love the cash back that you get from it. So there's just plenty of advantages when you use cash back rewards. Especially if there's no credit card processing fee. Then using a credit card to pay your bills, in my opinion, is always a good thing. You just got to pay off your cards every 2 weeks, and you have to make sure that you have the money in your checking account to be able to pay for the lifestyle you lead. Now, I'm lucky. I don't really need much. My food regimen is very basic. Spinach. Pretty much just spinach. I still like to eat fruits. Think about getting back into strawberries again. I do happen to appreciate strawberries quite a bit. Turmeric. I still like to munch on turmeric root. And overall, it just kind of keeps me healthy. It felt so good today. It was actually one of the first sunny days that we've had in a while here on the coast. And pretty much blue skies. I was able to get a lot of sun. Oh my God, a lot of sun. Felt great. Like, I needed it. You're talking to one of the pastiest people here in Coos Bay, probably. I think even though I haven't received the card yet, just the fact that I've got it makes me pretty happy, at least knowing that it's... knowing that all I have to do is activate it when the time comes is pretty cool. I'm trying to think if there'd be any drawbacks to this card. I think the drawback would be... I already have my Citibank card that gives me, 1% cash back and then 1% cash back when I pay my card. So that's a factor. But I think the main appeal to this, obviously, is the fact that I get 5% cash back whenever I go to Walmart.com and purchase. Amazon gives you a 5% cash back ability. However, there's a catch. You have to have Amazon Prime. I don't want to have a subscription at all. The goal is to have no subscription to any of these services. No annual fee, but I want to make sure that I'm constantly being rewarded for the purchases I have to make. So having this card, this Walmart.com Capital One card, I think, is going to be very advantageous in a lot of ways. So I'm excited. I can't wait to give it a whirl. I think using Walmart Pay doesn't seem very hard. It's going to be a good time. I think it is. Trying to think of anything else I want to add. I've been trying to write down more YouTube title ideas, trying to come up with more show ideas, more clips. I really just enjoy doing 10-minute, 15-minute segments and really kind of dishing out whatever comes to mind. Let's see. But, yeah. It's pretty simple at this point. I just don't want to drag this out any longer than it needs to be. Got new Magic cards, by the way. Pretty stoked about this. Whew, look at this. I haven't played Magic in a while. It was fun to play against my pals, the Eagle and Mr. Nathan. Really fun, though. The deck that I have to get used to it. It's been so long since I've even played Magic, so a lot of the terminology, super rusty to me. I love Magic the Gathering. Like, the last time I played it, though, was like when I was like 20, 21, playing in my buddy's garage. It felt great. It felt fun. I really enjoyed it. Committed to it and just entertaining. But other than that, you guys, I really don't, trying to think if I got anything else I want to add, but I really, really don't, except for thank you guys for tuning in, obviously. The show is as great as its audience sometimes. You know, I mean, if I did this show and nobody watched, there'd be no point. So thank you guys for watching. The goal is to educate you, make you feel good about yourselves, you know, touch yourselves if you need to. When I think about you, I touch myself. Anyway, thank you guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Later, everybody. Woohoo!